T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I wonder how much performance-enhancing drugs is a part of it. And, you know, the other, and I'm not saying that the guys who are getting hurt are guys who are doing things to their body that they shouldn't be, but the musculature and the physicality of today's players, to your point about the training, the right. training regimen, you know, maybe it's a case where these guys are putting their bodies in a position that the body's not comfortable with.
You know who we need? We need Dr. Pangia on.
Our guy. About this. Friend of the yeah. show.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. And this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Can I do something here, guys, that it may take a second, but it's just so fun to do. I'm sorry. I just love to do it.
No.
Okay.
That was a boss. Yeah.
Karl Malone. Games played year by year, 81, 82, 82, 80, 82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 81, 49, 50-game season, 82, 81, 80, 81. Think about that. That is incredible. And then, let me double blow you away here. His teammate, John Stockton, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 78. Boy, he was banged up that year. 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 64. He was hurt 18 games. Then he played 50, full season, and he finishes his career, 37, 38, 39, 40. You ready for this? 82, 82, 82, 82. I mean, that is, like, right. I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again, let alone from teammates. I mean, I think they figured out that those two guys only played, like, 7 games without each other.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? It's just... mind
so overtraining is bad, Dibs. Because forget you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. If you ain't training, you ain't trying in this era. Because it's all about what you're doing and things, Bodoni, in the off season. But I'm starting to think you might be onto something. But how could you scientifically prove that? And for the, you know, one of the best players to ever play, send out that tweet, and LeBron James, he ain't leaning that way. He's saying you ain't giving us enough rest.
Right, and I think he's right, but I just wonder about the nature of the injuries that are being suffered and whether or not all this training and all the building up of your body, if it doesn't put more strain on, you know, certain parts of your body that you can't develop. You can't build up your ACL, for example. It's a ligament. Now, you can build up the muscles around that ligament in order to take some of the pressure off of it, but when you're that physical, when you're that muscled and, you know, you're doing things, you're jumping higher and you're exerting more and you're playing with more power and more force. And this is not to diss John Stockton, but John Stockton didn't have the same amount of risk with the way he played. He was not a high flyer.
Closer to the ground. You're right.
Very close to the ground. And, you know, a guy who at 6'2 or 6'3 or whatever he was, didn't have a huge muscular body, and he was able to avoid those kinds of injuries. And that's why, you know, you look at Steph Curry and his ankle issue. A lot of times he rolls his ankle on his own. They're non-contact. He's not flying through the key and up by the rim. So his injuries are a little bit more flukish in nature as well. Steiny, the name I always think about when I think durability is A.C. Green, who holds the record for consecutive games played. Here's his game log. 82-79. 82-82-82-82-82-82-82-82-82-83.
Wow.
In 96-97 because he played for Dallas and Phoenix. Then he goes 82-50 in the 50-game year, 82-82. So, you know, the idea of durability is not what it once was. And, guys, I asked you earlier how many players played 72 this year. How many players do you think played all 72 as we get a little 1 o'clock trivia here on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs? That came in hot, Spadoni, but it was a good adjustment. How many players in our league, Goo, played all 72 this year in the SLC
Action? I'm going to say 75.
Steiny?
Oh, my. I think you're asking this question because it's shocking. I would say 12.
Wow, boy, that's a great answer. The answer is 11. 11 players in the association.
That's why Kyle looked at me when I said 70.
Yeah, played 72 games. And I'm going to give you the names just for amusement purposes. There was a shooting guard at Orlando who played 72 games. Dwayne Bacon is his name. There's a shooting guard for the New York Knicks who played 72. RJ Barrett.
Wow.
There's a small forward in Utah who played all 72. Bojan Bogdanovic, Mikal Bridges. There's a rookie who played all 72, and he came in second place in the Rookie of the Year voting. Steiny mentioned it earlier, Anthony Edwards. Wow. One of the Holiday brothers, not Billy, played all 72, and not Drew, Justin Holiday. Nikolai Jokic, ladies and gentlemen, played all 72. Wow. The Pride of Turkey, Enes Kanter, played 72. George Nyang. So Utah had two guys play all 72. Uh-huh. Duncan Robinson played all 72. And the center from the Los Angeles Clippers, Ivica Zubac.
Oh,
Zubac played all 72. So 11 players played all 72. And, of course, the leader for the Golden State Warriors, he played in 71 of 72, Andrew Wiggins.
Right, and he was basically told to sit out that either the last game or the second to last game. They rested him. He was healthy.
Exactly. But
as much as I want to run to Kaiser and say Dibs and Steiny have figured it out, we know what's going on with these NBA players. Let me give you a name that, to me, dispels what I think the traction we got. James Wiseman. He wasn't putting any miles on his body. He didn't have the history of long seasons. And yet he gets hurt, Dibs. You know what I'm saying? So is it something in the water? What I mean, because he was like my Wonder Bread. He was fresh.
Nice.
I don't know. I think it's one of the more frustrating topics to talk about because there aren't any 100% conclusions. Is that what I want to say?
Yeah.
Let me just throw this for comparative purposes,
Steiny, yeah. And before you pivot, 10 years ago in the year 2010, 2011. There were 32 players who played all 82. So in 10 years, we've gone from, you know, 32
right,
playing 21. Every game wow. to down to 11. So
in a 72 includes, game.
Yeah, Jarrett wow. Jack played 83 games that year.
Okay.
Double J's. So
what do you,
that's
you know,
a big
you were,
difference,
you
bro.
Were talking about Stockton playing close to the ground. You know what? In his own way, Karl Malone played close to the ground, too. He wasn't a high flyer.
Oh, yeah.
He was just, you know, he just had a big body. All right, here's one thing I'm thinking. It just came to me. Remember when you were in high school, guys lifted weights? I didn't. But they always said, you lift every other day, right? You don't lift every day. You lift, why? Because you work out, then you give your body time to recover, then you lift again the day after that.
Yeah.
I wonder if guys, first of all, I wonder if that's still I don't know what the word is, an axiom, or that's still a truism. But secondly, what I was thinking is if guys are lifting 12 months a year, maybe it's the equivalent of not giving yourself enough rest over the course of a year or years. Like, you know, yeah, you might be giving yourself a day between lifting weights, but if you're lifting weights every other day for years and years and years, maybe your body's just not strong enough to handle all that and go out and play that sport.
But look at LeBron, though, guys. That was somebody. That was a football play. You know, it wasn't just a soft tissue injury to where it was the car's got too many miles on it. It pulled over on the side of the road. It was a guy ran into him. And where I'm going, Steiny, is that guy's played the longest, the most, and has been durable up until that freak injury. So he would be the exception to the rule, right?
He would be, absolutely. And maybe what he's saying is, you know, I've done it perfectly my whole career, and the only reason I got hurt this year is because you, the league, put together a season that I couldn't overcome, even though I take care of my body better than anybody in the league, or as much as anybody in the league. It's something I don't think we're ever going to figure out, but it's certainly impacting the NBA playoffs, that's for sure. Hey, on the other side, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, another honor came Steph Curry's way recently. And of all the honors and the accolades that he gets, this one's a big one. This one, to me, is one worth talking about, and it's one for his legacy. I'll tell you what it is on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Number two.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know, never got into Van Halen. Sorry, Spadoni.
Wow. My life like there's no tomorrow. Fantastic song.
By the way, you know, timing and jokes are very good. I forgot that nobody's even going to know this, but when Dibs was explaining his night at the ballpark last night, twice he used the phrase up escalator, and I just didn't have the – I should have said Graham Parker. You ever heard – no, I guarantee you guys have never heard of Graham Parker, right?
What are you talking about?
Is he part of Graham Funk Railroad?
No, he's just a singer. He had an album called Up Escalator.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Careful here, Joe. there's also – I missed the one-liner in there about A.C. Green's – durability about how, well, of course, he never missed a curfew. Nobody got more rest than A.C. Green.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it.
His only DNP was DNP celibacy, actually.
Yeah. No baby mamas for A.C.
No. Let's try to give away a little money this time. All right, it's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word MASTER to 72881. That's MASTER to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Contest message and data rates, well, they do apply, my friends. They do indeed apply. All right. Let's, boy, we got a lot to get to still, but let's keep it in order. Keep it in order, and let's try to win some more money for our listeners with our Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock the lady tumor.
That is whack.
You're as cold as ice.
Nice job, Goo.
I wish. It's so hot out there.
Oh, boy, that would be great if we were as cold as ice. Need one more in this Italy-Swiss game. Update on that in a moment. BetQL, Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Playoff basketball is here. And before you bet on any of the postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. It looked like the Bucks, who were getting 2.5 points last night against the Nets, were going to cruise to a victory, and then Kevin Durant happened.
Good crush the defense by Milwaukee. Now Durant fires and hits the
the shot clock running down. He hits from downtown. 4-point lead for the Knicks.
Vintage Marv Albert on yes. TNT. Thanks for the audio. 49 points for KD to go along with 17 boards, 10 assists, 3 steals, and a couple of blocks. Jeff Green added 27 off the bench. That's his highest scoring total in a game since April of 2018. And the Nets came back from 18 points down to win 114-108. That drops Goo to 2-1 in his locks. But, Goo, you're still above 500.
I appreciate it, Kyle. And it was reverse devil tongue. I really wanted the Nets to win, so I betted against them. And I'm happy, Sonny, but I thought this one was over.
Boy, I don't know if I thought it was over, but I was as close as it gets. Put it that way, Goo.
Is Marv Albert Dibbs the Vince Scully of basketball? Yes, right?
Yes!
Yes!
And it counts! he was on fire.
The big difference, though, is Vin was able to cross over and do other sports as well. Marv,
football, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, later in his career. But going to miss Marv when he's gone. And, man, the other one, Hubie Brown at 87. I can't help but keep thinking about the fact that he's still, by the way, at the peak of his powers. But, hopefully, Goo, you can get the win here today. If not, there may be another change in the
guard. I'm ready to relinquish if I miss today.
Yeah, real quick, Goo and Dibs. It feels like to me Vin Scully ended his career stronger than Marv Albert's ending his career. Like Scully still seemed to be pretty much on his game late. I feel like Marv's he's more of just a spot up shooter now, and great career.
Last night he made Durant's buckets, Dibs, more special. Durant,
I'm nitpicking. I admit I'm nitpicking.
Yeah.
No, man, just the Boston games where here's Marcus Smart. No, that's Tatum. It's exactly. Marcus Smart again. No, it was Jaylen Brown.
Boy. There you go. Those are big. Yeah. You can't ignore those.
Another three by Marcus Smart. No, that was Brad Stevens calling timeout, Mark.
I'll give you three for that.
Hey, we love you, Marv.
Yeah. I love Marv.
Oh, the pick is in.
Oh, Scooter News. Marcus Smart.
I will put my LeBron James sneakers on the line for this one. Listen, you can overcome some things, but you can't overcome Kawhi when you thought you were going to have him not playing. Utah -7 is the pick. They will blow the Clippers out, and I feel bad for Paul George. It's a test, but the play here, guys, is the Jazz -7. This is easy street. It's a blowout.
Oh, you think it is?
Oh yeah,
all right.
How do you Paul overcome? George?
Well,
let down.
Well, you know what? Paul George pulls a Kevin Durant, or to some degree of a Kevin Durant. You know, does he have any of that in him? You know, you never know until a guy does it. I mean, the answer right now is I don't think so. Probably not. But hey, I didn't think. I mean, as great as Kevin. By the way, this guy's coming off a serious injury, Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I mean.
And goes to the ground every other play. I'm like, oh, there it is. He's hurt. And he just gets right back up, Diz.
It's Kerry Kittles and the Nets. Yes. And Kenyon Martin. Yes.
Dude, that's a four.
I got it at 8, by the way, Goo, the Clippers and Jazz. Did you say 7.5?
Yeah, 7, yeah.
Oh, so, okay, 7, 8. Yeah.
You wager.
Yeah, I'm with it. Speaking of which, I've had a little back and forth with the good people at UWager. Apparently, you can't cash out until you bet 10 times of what your initial deposit was. So,
are you kidding me?
Your boy was looking to pull the chicken off the table, but I gotta go a little deeper here, and I gotta wager more.
I don't like any being of it, to be honest with
in
you.
The hood, Stani, for the dice game, and you're up. Oh, I gotta go. Got a date. You ain't going nowhere.
Thank you. Exactly. That's kind of what this feels like.
Right.
You know.
Sorry, guys.
My mom's calling.
Exactly. It was. You guys ever hear that story about Larry Bird and Chris Mullin? The dream team when they were, what was that, 92 in
Barcelona?
It was either in Barcelona or I want to say they trained in Monte Carlo or something like that.
Yes.
But the story goes that Mullen and Bird got into the shooting contest. And Mullen, I don't know how they were doing it, 10 at a time. Okay, you made 9 out of 10. I'm 1 up. I'm 3 up. Anyway, Mullen was like, they were shooting around. I mean, they were playing this game, Mullen said, for 90 minutes, at least an hour and a half. Next thing you know, it gets up to 2 hours. Mullen's up, 3-4 shots. About 2 hours into the game, I guess Bird makes about 19 in a row to tie Mullen, and he goes, I'm done. As soon as he caught up to Mullen, wow. He said, game over.
Bird had the hood in him.
So I thought that was pretty funny. Hey, we were talking about injuries, and Kyle gave us this information. It's pretty interesting. Baxter Holmes of ESPN, he did a two-part story on this a few years back, or maybe a little more recent, doing studies on AAU and what's called highly specialized training in one sport. Apparently, that's part of the issue. So Kyle says a separate a 2006 study from Bell, that's the doctor and his team, found that 36% of high school athletes who are classified as highly specialized training in one sport for more than 8 months, that those athletes were 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer a hip or knee injury. Those who were highly specialized in one sport, again, at the exclusion of other sports, and played it year-round, were at a significantly higher risk for serious overuse injuries such as bone and cartilage injuries and ligament injuries. How much higher of a risk? 125%. So the thinking there, guys, is that if you play one sport and that's it, you're developing apparently only kind of like one set of muscles. Mm-hmm. So it's leaving some other muscles maybe not as strong as the ones you use, so they'll break down a little more easily. But that playing a bunch of sports in high school is the way to go, right?
Without a doubt. And you see it primarily in baseball players and in pitchers where, you know, young pitchers are sustaining elbow and shoulder injuries far ahead of where they otherwise would because of the specialization that we have now, particularly in baseball and in basketball, to where, you know, you don't develop the other muscles from a more of a well-rounded perspective. And LeBron, for him to speak on it, it's astute the way he went about it. And I respect the fact that he's been in the league and he knows it, but he's also an incredible anomaly. He's a physical specimen, a guy who I don't think that the normal injury rules apply to him because of the body that he's put together.
That's interesting, Stoddy. I just wonder, you know, these guys outgrow the AAU, obviously, or does the NBA season become the AAU? But, I mean, something's up, and it's crazy that I wonder if the break during the pandemic, because there was a break, if that kind of hurt guys, being
had
that
to.
You – I don't
had
know.
Had to, Goo, I would think. Man. I would think, yes, the pandemic and then the scheduling around the pandemic, I would think, has got to be some kind of factor for sure. Before the break, I teased a little bit about Steph Curry, and it's time to talk about him for one sec here. They came out with the All-NBA first team yesterday, and Steph Curry was on it. The NBA All-First Teams, 5 players, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard, and Nikola Jokic. And here's just the one thought I have on this. When we talk about players and their legacies and their honors and, you know, how many MVPs do they have? How many finals MVPs do they have? How many championships do they have? All that kind of stuff. This was the 7th time that Curry has been named to the All-NBA first team. And that's a big boy. I mean, you're picking the 5 best players in the entire league. So if you make it, and there may be a year or two where it's, but if you make that, guys, like, that is huge. And he did it for the 7th time, which now is one more than Rick Barry. Like, when the arguments come with how great Curry is, to me, that one's right up there, because that tells me 7 years that he's been in the league, Many people thought he was one of the top five players in it. It's remarkable.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say seven times he was first or second team. The fact that it's seven times he's been a first-teamer, it's incredible. I was lucky enough to work with Lorenzo Neal for darn near 4 years, and you know he talks about his Pro Bowls, four-time Pro Bowler, and I mean that's remarkable in and of itself. But to think about, you know, seven times, like in the NFL, it's the All-Pro. It's not just the Pro Bowl, but All-Pro. If you're All-Pro at your position, that's the elite of the elite. But seven times, actually, first team All-NBA, it's incredible.
Go to hell, Dibs.
Hold on.
Steiner. Uh-oh. We need to mop.
Clean up on aisle, Steiny. Clean up on aisle, Steiny. Dang it. I misread it. It is the fourth first team honor for Curry. But what and what I
do
blew,
we have a 7 minute delay?
What, number four.
What I well done, Spadone. What I blew also was but he did, so he's been first team four, second team twice, third team once. Okay. So seven times he's been on an all NBA team. Rick Barry was on six all NBA teams. You know what? I don't care. It all stands. It all stands, everything I said about Curry. I don't care. Four first teams, 2 seconds and a third. Okay, that's not seven first teams, but you get my point.
There's two type of cleanups, though, Dibs. Steiny, did Kyle get in your ear, or you caught your own self?
You know what? I was starting to –
because there's a difference.
I was like – Dibley started talking. Well, you know what? When Dib started saying how remarkable seven first teams were,
incredible.
I started to think, you know what? That is pretty incredible. Double check.
You got to Google it. And unfortunately, he did. And wow. Yeah.
Brett Favre, yeah.
You are.
I'll say this.
We got a Steiny spill. Steiny spill. Yeah. Bring the mop.
I've never loved my producer as much as I did yesterday. We were talking about the balls, the scuff. I've never seen that article, Steiny, about it's a steroid scandal. And my producer comes to my rescue like Superman. Yeah. It was on the USA. I ain't never been vintage.
Sports Illustrated.
I wanted to come through the Zoom and hug my dude. Yeah, but still, he helped his boy out. That's my producer. But about Curry.
No, I thought Kyle was going to jump in there. He's not. Okay.
It's weird. I made it weird.
Listen, it was such an emphatic, an emphatic facial, if you will. I was, if you'll remember, I only had one thing to say. I stand corrected. And usually, sometimes about that kind of stuff, I get a little defensive, so I'll dig in to a stupid degree, but I had nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
I was just going to get Curry his flowers about what you said, because four is seven, Steiny. For the people that weren't here, the youngsters that didn't see Jordan and see highlights, oh, he was all right. Where I'm going is this guy, Steph, has transcended the game and is playing currently in the game. He has changed, and he's still perfecting it. I'm ready for the barbershop talk, if it's 10 years from now, 15, wherever, just his impact on the game. And if there's some guys out there, Dibs, that say Curry's the best they've ever saw, I wouldn't get mad and go the Kobe, as old as I would be then, Kobe or Jordan. I understand the impact that this dude, he's a champion, multi-champion, MVP, only unanimous, and all NBA. It just goes with what he's meant and done, and he's still doing. I'm waiting on the movie, Dibs.
Well, it probably will come. I mean, it's going to be...
And it'll
be not exactly a rags to riches story, but it's this, you know, it's more of like kind of like the if I could be like Mike Gatorade commercial type of vibe where you know you show Steph as a young kid and maybe you make up some stuff about him getting picked on during his time in the rough streets of Toronto when Dell's playing for the Raptors and just you know Steph as a scrawny kid never getting a shot to show his stuff and, you know, them making fun of him for shooting the ball from his waist and him getting bullied at the AAU. You do have to contrive a little bit of an underdog vibe to it. It can't just be, hey, here's a kid whose dad was one of the great shooters of all time, and he became a great shooter too, movie over.
Well, dark times during those ankle issues, guys. I got to believe those were dark.
Yeah, I the two things that came to mind for me is obviously any movie about Steph Curry would be rated G It wouldn't even be PG or PG-13.
Gosh darn it.
It would be all audiences welcome.
Gosh darn it.
Here's the other feeling I had about a movie about Steph Curry, with all due respect to Steph Curry. Okay. I mean, that's a snoozer. Come on.
Totally.
That's a snoozer
movie. Oh, wow, you guys.
Coming up, Steph Curry misses back-to-back free throws.
Steph Curry comes home with his first B+.
That's good stuff. Wow.
Coming up, Steph Curry throws his mouthpiece and gets a scolding from Sonya.
Exactly. Oh, that would be a part of it. The whole bet with his mom about the turnovers for shoes. Remember that story from back in the day?
Yeah.
He would buy his mom, I think, shoes for every time he had over 4 turnovers in a game or something like that. Steph Curry, one of the greatest to ever do it, no doubt. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to head to 95.7 The Game right now on Twitter to check out our daily This or That poll. We'll give you 2 things to choose between. You can vote on Twitter, and then
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Discuss our answers on the air. All right, today's This or That poll. And once again, we'd love for you to head over to 95.7 The Game on Twitter.
Yep.
And here's your This or That choice. I kind of like this one. Donut or bagel?
Oh, wow.
Donut or bagel?
Let's start with Goo. That's a great question.
By the way,
it is donut. Oh, go ahead.
You know who came up with this question? Joe Spadone. Spadone.
Great job, Spadone.
It's a Spadone special.
A Spadonut.
There's nothing more boring on this earth than a bagel. A donut's got that pizzazz, that sugar, and you can get it in so many different type of flavors. The bagel, I don't want to disrespect it, but it's just there. I take it for granted. It's boring, so I'm going donut, Dibs.
Man, the bagel, among the bread family, one of the more versatile breads. You can put cream cheese on it. You can even throw a little hummus on it. Do you want to use butter? Yep. Do you want to eat a donut? Nope.
Nope.
I mean, the donut is basically sugar and air. The bagel, you get a little cream cheese, a little chive cream cheese. Shout out the good people at Boychick Bagels right there on the Berkeley-Oakland border. Yeah, you get the fish. You get some lox.
Einstein.
You get a little schmear.
Wow.
I know us. Yeah. I mean, I love a donut. Don't get me wrong, Goo. I used to get a maple bar and a chocolate old-fashioned when I'd get off the bus before I walked up the hill to St. Rita's back in 1980. Yeah, I hear you. I'm getting heckled in the other room over my, he's fat, because I love a donut. But to me, it's the bagel, boys. It's the bagel. Steiny, are you going to break the tie?
I am breaking the tie.
Uh-oh. Are you going to see
I am breaking the tie.
Yep.
It's the bagel. And the reason it's the bagel is,
wow.
Dibs, you know I got a sweet tooth, and you know I'll sneak in a candy bar here and there, and
yep.
You know, I got to. But when donuts are brought anywhere, to me they represent about as unhealthy a food as exists. I mean, I'm sorry. I think a glazed donut is probably worse for you than a Hershey bar. So even though I usually eat everything under the sun, if it's chocolate. I haven't had a donut in a while, and I like the taste of a bagel. Poppy seed particularly.
Oh.
Give me a little. Now, you know, the best thing about a poppy seed is it takes you 5 minutes to eat it, and then it takes you 3 hours to finish it. because you've got to finish off the poppy seeds that get stuck in your teeth. So it gives your tongue a workout. Oh. It gives your jaw a workout for 2-3 hours.
And your stomach, it instantly grows right there after you eat it. Like, it's too much bread.
Now, and Goo, I like where you're going with, you know, the donut. You can have a twist. You can have a bar.
French curler.
That sounds a little bit dirty the way you say it. But, I mean, the twist, the bar, the old-fashioned, the glaze. There's a wide variety of donuts that are delicious. But for me, just, you know, the solid bagel. And, you know, I'm down to half a bagel, actually, quite frankly. I can't even, if I eat a whole bagel, I get fat shamed. So it's a half a bagel for me. But it's close. Nice. I love donuts, but I got to go with the bagel.
And I did with this, Donnie. I've worked in the corporate environment. I've walked in with bagels. Like, oh, Guru brought bagels. But you walk in with some donuts, ain't nothing more American than the assorted ones that you have. Come on.
No,
everybody comes around.
And Kyle, our great producer, who is brilliant, he's also very generous. Back in the day when we used to show up to the studio to work, Kyle would bring donuts on the weekly. And I don't know if I ever properly thanked him. He wasn't my producer, but I would always get my hand in his pink box. Don't record that. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was Donut Fridays. I have since stopped because I am not eating donuts anymore because I'm working on my health.
You know what? And I'm just, and forget you, Kyle, and forget you, Dibs. I'm talking to Guru and Spadoni here. We got 40% of our show getting lean and mean. What are we doing?
I've been in the lab, though, Stani.
Damn, look at Spadoni's guns.
Spadoni's jacked, dude.
Yeah. Well, I should say
he's fat.
It sounds like, actually, geez, Goo. You know what? Maybe 80% of our show's getting lean and mean. And
I put up a bicep. I've been in the lab.
By the way, I gotta say something. Did Goo? Did you say you're talking donuts? And did you say French curler?
Yeah.
And I remarked that sounded a little bit dirty the way he said it.
I think it's a French cruller. You play to cruller. Hit the ass.
Hey, Stoddy, you know what it may be, man. Damn. They always knew which one I was talking about. I always point to it.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
I'll check the text line. They'll let me know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we
things.
Running right now results-wise? Guys, do you have a...
Yeah, we got donuts with a healthy lead on the bagel, ironically, 58.5% to 41.5%. Underrated thing about the bagel is that you can put, like, eggs and bacon on it.
True.
And I can go. You can get a full breakfast within the bagel. Yeah.
That's
everything.
A great point.
A plain.
But how unhealthy is
sourdough.
That? Swine on the bread, Dibs? Mm.
Yeah.
So the 415 says, my nutritionist doctor lady says that bagels and donuts are essentially the same thing. Both are delicious, and both are very bad for you. I mean, come on, you know, what are we going to do here? Hey, what do you say we get the notebook up and running? Can we do that?
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are. 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
What's wrong with my unit?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All right. I'll start out opening my notebook and seeing what's in there. And here's the first thing. Hey, 6 years ago today, the Golden State Warriors won their first championship in 40 years. Wow. 2015 Golden State Warriors won the title. It was in Cleveland. It was a game six. And it was, I would say, for most of the season, unforeseen. But as the playoffs got rolling, you started to think this team might be able to do it. Dibs, 6 years ago today, the Warriors, behind Curry and Iguodala, beat the Cleveland Cavaliers to win their first title since 75.
It's incredible. And just the memories, I get goosebumps thinking about it. And Tim Roy's great call and just the inexplicable nature, unexpected as it was. You know, the team was good the year before. They lost to the Clippers in 7. Then they had a terrific regular season, but you still were kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop as a Warrior fan. So to have them come out and get it done. Remember, guys, they were down 2-1 to Memphis. That's on right. The road, and they famously went out to barbecue, and then Steve Kerr made the bold move to put Andre Iguodala in there, and then they stopped guarding that one guy from
Tony
Memphis.
Tony Allen, yeah.
Thank you, Tony Allen. I was thinking Jaden Green. I knew that was wrong, but they stopped guarding Tony Allen. They turned the series around, and the rest is history.
And you just don't see, and I'm calling the playoff game 7 loss to the Clippers with Mark Jackson, the outhouse, but you just don't see the outhouse to the penthouse in the NBA. The Warriors came out of nowhere, and for whatever reason, I blame Durant. It's not his fault. I feel like Warrior fans don't give that first title enough run. They're so fixated on the two titles with Durant, but, dude, that was LeBron James's ring. That was his chip, Steiny. And you did it with a former analyst, former player, rookie head coach, and you turned the league upside down with your offense. I mean, it was honestly a strength in numbers, and I just feel like if there was a 30 for 30, forget Steph. Do it on that team that year. Nobody saw that. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, the first documentary's got to be about We Believe, because there's the story.
They keep saying it's coming. Quit lying.
Listen, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are in charge of it. You think that's going to hit the distributor on time?
Hippie lettuce, yeah.
There's no chance. Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
They listen.
What happened?
Somebody scored. Yeah.
Oh, Immobile. Spadone's on the over. His Azzurri, the Italians, are dominating the Swiss, but the over-under is 2.5. Okay. And here we are in the 89th minute. And Ciro Immobile found the back of the net for the Italians. It's Italy 3, the Swiss nothing, and now Spadone and Kyle.
Over.
Yeah, the over, it's over. The over has arrived.
That is a real-time notebook item. I kind of like it.
Wow.
Goo, you were talking about Warriors' first title coming out of nowhere.
Man.
I was thinking, of course, I have to analyze everything and overdo it all the time. They went to the second round. Then they lost in the first round. Then they won it. I'm not saying it's not coming out of nowhere, but what I'm saying is that's why if the Suns win it this year, that would be
coming out of nowhere.
No, you know what I mean? Because they haven't.
Nothing. Yeah. the bubble, it did this.
I'd like to see a stats kind of on that. Like NBA champions, what they did the previous 2 or 3 years to see. Yeah. Did they get to the finals the year before and lose? Or did they not even make the playoffs? The Warriors kind of came out of nowhere, no doubt, and maybe that's where Phoenix is coming out of as the playoffs roll on. Goo, I'm looking at our budget. We used to call it a budget, not a rundown. And I don't see any notebook item in here for you. Is your notebook empty? It's okay.
No, I got one right now, and I'm about to go in on them.
Okay.
And it's Russell Wilson. I don't know why, but he portrays himself as a choir boy, and he steps to the podium to say he I don't like liars. I've lied, but when other people do it, I get mad. Now, I tell white ones, every now and again, Dibs. Russell Wilson has the audacity to look at us, tell us that he never requested a trade. The reporter responds, well, where did the list come from? Because remember, he had a list of 4 teams. So you're caught in the lie right there. He goes, oh, that was just in case. Dude, no, you're lying. You did request a trade because you wouldn't have got a grocery list to go shopping, Dibs, if you weren't hungry or you needed stuff in the cabinets. Just keep it real, Russell. I'm disappointed in baby Russ. That's all I'm saying. He lied. He got caught lying.
Yeah, and well, ultimately,
there was a list.
Yeah, there was no official words out of his mouth. You floated it through the agent and the rumor that he maybe wants to be dealt, so he could back away from it without having his fingerprints on it too much.
Yeah, and Goo, you always hit a real sensitive area for me because it always brings up when I called you a liar, and to this day it's one of the things I regret most in my life.
Radio version of Paul Merrill saying, I never took steroids, but when you pointed at me, I was like, maybe I am.
I have never used steroids,
period. You're a bigger man because you were able to accept the apology and move on, and I did apologize. Dibs, I know you got something in your notebook, but you kind of got to set it up for me because there's a little story with it. Talk to me.
Well, I was going to actually pivot to a different one because I don't have the budget open, and I forgot actually what I had pitched in the notebook. Can you remind me of it without giving
Ronaldo
it away?
Ronaldo and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Cristiano Ronaldo, who became the all-time leader in goals scored at the Euros, went for his post-match press conference, and there was a bottle of Coca-Cola in front of him, and he didn't want to drink that. So he said in Portuguese, water. He wanted water, and he pushed the Coca-Cola aside, and apparently Coca-Cola stock plummeted after that. The stock lost $5 billion in value after the world-class striker pushed away the beverage, eschewing it and favoring instead to go with the water. That just shows you the power of the soccer striker Cristiano Ronaldo.
Jeez.
I don't like him, Steiny.
Why?
Too good looking?
It's too good looking, man. Oh, the wife and daughter are on him. 17 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, he's good looking. I keep it real. Damn.
Then he takes the shirt off and you realize he's got like a 15 pack. His abs are just ridiculous. It's not enough to wear.
He ain't no donuts, dude. Yeah.
No, or bagels. The other one I was going to throw out there, Steiny, as I go back to back in the notebook, and this is more of a weak sauce. This goes under the file of W for weak sauce. Tyler Glasnow, the pitcher who sustained a UCL injury, and he's blaming baseball's crackdown on the sticky balls for the reason. Because he can no longer use his beloved sunscreen mixed with rosin, that changed the way he throws the ball, changed his grip, and that's what caused him to hurt his UCL. It's pretty weak sauce, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Dibs.
But when he said they allowed it, I kind of like, I didn't feel him, but I was like, does he have a point?
Hey, you know what, Dibs? Let me pile on here. Let's play the clip of Tyler Glasnow.
I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that, like, it seems like this whole public perception of, like, oh, just, like, select few people. Like, your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something, too. Like, if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like, you have to use something. So, in the past, my substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Like, just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty. But two starts ago against the Nationals, I went cold turkey, nothing. And before that start, I remember when all this stuff came out, I was talking to people and talking to doctors, and they were like, the thing that maybe MLB doesn't realize or that players don't realize is, like, what is the injury? Maybe it'll add to injuries. And in my mind, I was like, that sounds dumb. That sounds like an excuse a player would use to make sure he can use sticky stuff.
Tyler Glasnow.
Wow. Look how, like, he's at a Jack in the Box. Oh, give me a number two, sunblock and rosin. What happened to gluing? man, that's crazy.
That is kind of interesting. You know,
your favorite pitcher is using. Wow.
Yeah, and who would he be talking like? My favorite pitcher from 50 years ago, Steve
Maddox.
Kaufman?
Maddox.
I wonder. You know, Maddox is a guy who many feels kind of above reproach. Yes, Kyle.
There's a difference between using rosin and sunscreen to grip the slick baseball and using pine tar and a mixture of other chemicals to give yourself an ungodly spin rate.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Hey, a lot of fun today, guys. Huh?
No doubt.
A lot of fun, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Stay tuned for Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Who do they have on? I'm going to tell you. They've got Alex Dickerson at 3:15, Tim Bontemps, 3:45. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We got a Steiny spill. Steiny spill.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.